Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Ross Blum, the COO of Skyline Robotics, a company that is automating robots in the workforce. Sounds pretty cool to me. And Mr. Blum, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Well, thanks so much, Eric, for having me. It's a pleasure being with you today.
Well, certainly our pleasure as well. And technology is always fascinating, so I'm sure you have the attention of the audience already. So for starters, and a good place to start, what would you say is Skyline's overall vision?
So to just put it simply, you know, we believe that all work at height should be automated. We define work at height as anything really above 5 meters. We know that today there's a significant amount of injuries that do occur at heights each year, including some very serious injuries that happen. And we firmly believe that, you know, dangerous, dull, and dirty tasks that humans complete alone today are really like ripe for automation. So our vision, especially through the next few years, certainly includes a sort of a cooperative working model between robots and humans that really combines the best qualities of each while enabling superior efficiencies in the variable of environments that we, you know, try to target.
And taking that even a step further, what is unique about your robotic platform and how does it actually work?
Sure. That's a great question. Thanks for asking. So our robotic platform really sort of leverages all verticals of deep tech. So whether it's AI, machine learning, or computer vision, we really try to look at the use cases that have been established in the marketplace and try to apply these technologies to our really unique environments in order to innovate further from where people have gone to this point. When people think of robots generally, I think that for the most part, people think of indoor controlled environments. But in speaking with the manufacturer of our robotic arm, we purchased from KUKA, we're really incredibly unique within the scope of their sort of broad client base at this moment. So we know, not just from our suppliers and things like that, but really just looking around the market ourselves, that we're really pushing the boundaries that no one else is at the moment. And we thrive on those challenges, and we hope to be trailblazers down this path of robotics and new ways to apply them.
Now, here's an interesting angle for those listeners out there that are curious. Why did you actually start with a window washing robot? That's a real interesting place to start with this robotic platform.
Yeah, so it's a great question. I mean, you know, I think when the founders really started the company, they were looking across a number of different verticals, everything at heights. So, you know, whether it was, maritime or agriculture, construction, or, you know, facade access, you know, with things like window cleaning. They really looked at all the sort of unique challenges that each market represented. And looked at sort of the opportunity size, what the sort of, logistics of each market and marketplace were, and how one product could really apply in multiple different areas, not just from a global perspective, but also through sort of like the unique sort of market dynamics that might exist within the service industry. So, you know, they looked at a bunch of different options and, you know, decided to start trailblazing the path down automated window cleaning. Now, it's important to note that other people, you know, going back decades have attempted to, you know, implement similar technologies like this. However, I wish them, you know, all the best, and I appreciate, you know, all their efforts. But at the end of the day, you know, the technological sort of evolutions that have occurred, you know, through AI and machine learning and computer vision have really positioned us in a beautiful and, you know, simple spot to be able to leverage those and properly implement these technologies in this sort of variable environment that can be thousands of, feet in the air potentially, and, really have a smooth working operation, going forward where there's this collaborative relationship between humans and robots.
There's no doubt that the service industry is the best place to start with this technology, and I'm looking forward to hearing more details today. We're speaking with Mr. Ross Blum, the COO of Skyline Robotics, a company that is automating robots in the workforce, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what other types of critical task robots will you offer in the future? Anything you'd like to make us aware of?
Yeah, this is the really exciting stuff. I mean, again, where I mentioned in the last question, all the different verticals, that where there is work at heights that's completed and where we can apply the layers of our sort of software, to moving forward. There's a number of different opportunities that exist. But, first, we certainly want to create additional product extensions for our first product, Osmo. There's a lot of other tasks that do happen on a facade outside of window cleaning. Whether it's inspections, whether it's masonry work, whether it's painting, things like that. We certainly see those as very natural sort of product extensions to be able to offer as part of our service. But when we're thinking through these other industries and the applications that could apply, one that really jumps out to us is in the maritime industry. One thing that people may or may not know about that industry is that large vessels, things like cruise ships or container ships, get dry docked every 5 to 7 years. Dry docking is an incredibly expensive process where that requires these vessels to be fully removed from the water, elevated at height, and then maintenance. So while these ships are sort of raised above the ground, many tasks are either done rappelling down the side of the boat using cranes, or moving ascending up the side of the boat with things like a scissor lift. So tasks like, painting, hull scraping, things like that could really benefit from the use of robotics, and really reduce the amount of time that boats are in a dry dock. So, with the cost of dry docking being so exorbitant, and I don't want to start quoting all the numbers that are out there, but the numbers are large on a daily basis, potentially up to seven figures, or above for these vessels. We see a really, nice opportunity. Something that might be on the horizon for us further down the line.
Well, I got to say, it's really interesting, and it makes total sense where you're looking to go in the future with this good stuff. Now, why is it important for the world to adopt automation in the workforce?
Sure. So, we fully believe that automation is going to be a requirement of the future. It's not simply a nice to have, component of your, workforce. We certainly believe, again, in this like dangerous, dull, and dirty task. There's a lot of momentum around the world in sort of creating these efficiencies for these jobs that humans are wanting to do, less and less. So while sort of applying this specifically to us, while we know that we do need to have some humans on site, those are regulatory requirements as much as anything else. And those requirements will evolve very slowly as the regulators move, at their very sort of standard but slow pace. We fully believe that enhancing your workforce with this sort of cooperative relationship between robotics and humans is a great way to sort of maximize the potential of both. Beyond that, at least in the industry that we're focused on today, in window cleaning, there are just some cold hard truths. The rate of new development of buildings has simply like never been higher, almost no matter which market you look at on a global basis. Bring this into the U.S. for a second. For example, we know that 74% of window cleaners today are over the age of 40 years old, and that only 10% are between the age of 20 and 30. So the market's sort of indicating to us, just with the data points of the rate of new development increasing at such a high pace, and an aging workforce with fewer people signing up each year, that really sort of provokes the question of, how are we going to clean all these windows at some point? So, we believe we are that solution. We believe we can create this collaborative relationship between humans and robots. And, as we progress further down the line, obviously automate more and more of those tasks that need to be done by humans.
Well, it certainly has been fantastic to catch up with you, Mr. Blum, to hear what you're doing and what you've got planned for the future there with Skyline Robotics. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
I think just, I just want people to think about, all the work that humans do put their risks at lives that their lives at risk for, and really start to ask the question why. I think it's a really powerful sentiment for people to carry through their daily lives. And I know that we don't all, aspire to be window cleaners, and we don't all aspire to work at heights. But there's just some of these jobs, these services, these tasks that are performed that truly should not put human life in danger. and we hope to be part of a big part of that solution moving forward. So Eric, I can't thank you enough for having me on the podcast today. It's been, tremendous speaking with you, and wish you guys nothing but the best, and I do hope that we can chat again soon.
Well, I was about to say the same thing. I would really enjoy your coming back to get us up to speed and to keep us up to date on all this and what you've got going on and what you've accomplished. This is absolutely fantastic. And actually, the first thing I thought of when you began to describe your company there in the technology and the platform, I thought of safety and human life, and that's certainly where you're making a difference. And we can't thank you enough for what you're doing. Folks, for more information, simply visit skylinerobotics.com. Mr. Blum, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program.
All right. Thanks so much, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And again, certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Ross Blum, the COO of Skyline Robotics, a company that is automating robots in the workforce. And for further details, simply visit skylinerobotics.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.